Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we are looking at Reviews and Done. And their website is anchor.fm/reviewsanddone. And if I were to ask you right now, how would you spell that? Some of you would say, well, is it Reviews, A-N-D-D-O-N-E? And then the actual name in the app is Reviews ampersand D-U-N-N. So right there, I'd be like, well, that would be the first thing I'd change. And according to our good friends in Apple Podcast, here is their description. Entertainment interviews with some of your favorite artists in the genres of hip-hop and R&B. We also review albums from your childhood and provide a platform for all up-and-coming entertainers. Support this podcast by going to anchor.fm/reviewsanddone/support. So, you're asking me for money, and I haven't heard a single thing yet, but we'll hear an episode here. Now, what's interesting is, in this case, Reviews and Done, and that's what they're listed. There's no names here. They gave me an episode to listen to that is director Mike Elliott talks American Pie presents Girls Rules, which I'm thoroughly confused on because I could have sworn you said this was like an R&B kind of show thingamabob. But before we get to any of that, let's remind you.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and it goes a little bit like this.
Son of a biscuit, I failed to get to the chopper. Well, I guess...
Okay, first impression, that is a horrible Arnold image. Get to the chopper! I mean, I can do better than that.
I'll sit back and listen to Reviews and Done. Let's get started. Here is your host, Derek Dunn.
What's going on, folks? This is Derek Dunn of Reviews and Done. I have the pristine pleasure of speaking with director Mike Elliott, who's helming the 9th edition in the American Pie franchise. American Pie presents Girls Rule. So first and foremost, thank
you. A lot of mic handling noise, just for the record.
You've taken time out of your busy schedule to talk to me, sir. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Derek. Thank you for having me. I'm great.
All right, so let's get right into it. So I had a chance to view the film. I was actually pleasantly surprised by how much I enjoyed it.
Well, that's an interesting thing to say to a guest. Hey, I really thought your movie was going to suck, and it turns out it didn't.
You know, sometimes with directs, DVD sequels, they seem like they're just a cash grab. But what you accomplished and what the screenwriters accomplished was actually very heartfelt. Like, you know, really felt like it was true to the young ladies of today about that last year. And
all right. And your question is?
Trying to find yourself and, you know, kind of straying away from your first love and straying away from the norm that you become accustomed to the first 3 years that you're in high school. So was that the intent that you guys were going for?
You said it all, Derek. That's exactly.
I was going to say that was, for me, that was such a long question that I don't remember what you said. You said, when you said, is that basically it? I'm like, is that basically what? What are we talking about again?
What we're going for. Thank you very much. Thank you. We worked hard to do that, and we recognized that I wasn't probably the ideal.
Okay, we're just into this, and that guy's had three really easy to remove ums that could make him sound a whole lot better. Just saying.
Or the obvious choice to direct that picture. Sure. There's a reason behind that, and it's because we developed the picture originally back in 2014 as a guy's movie. And as culture changed around us, we adapted the script to culture. And we realized that, you know, we needed to make this movie at this time. And the studio went along with it. And so we took a lot of care to, you know, to try and, you know, make it the right way from girls' point of view, to have the sexuality be open, to be maybe the way girls would approach it, but still be a movie that fans of American Pie can watch and enjoy, no matter whether you're a guy or a girl, old or young, still have that, you know, healthy exploration of sexuality, and in a fun way.
Totally agree. And, you know, in my review, when I published it, you guys are going to notice that I mentioned that it's kind of tame by American Pie standards. And I respected that because you guys, it's sexual, but it's also done so tastefully. Like, you know, it's not gratuitous nudity just for the sake of having gratuitous nudity. You know, everything that you guys set up in this film, from the sexual viewpoint, it works and stays true to the characters. So, you know, I really appreciated that you guys didn't just go for the shock factor, just the, you know, the gratuitous factor, just as they are. You know, we have teenage girls, we're going to show them naked. So shout out to you guys for keeping it tasteful with the viewpoint that you guys went for.
Right. It's tasteful boobs.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we did want to do that. There were some, some executives very early on in the process who had said, well, it's American Pie, you've got to have some nudity in there. But it just didn't feel natural to have it in there. And no one complained when it wasn't in there. So thank you for saying that.
All right. How about a question?
Now, the chemistry between the girls was very strong, and it really reminded me of the guys in the first film. Now, how did you guys build up their chemistry? Because it seemed like natural, as opposed to just four actresses getting together to write a script. Like, I really believe they were all friends and had known each other for a long amount of time.
Yeah, they didn't.
That was a good question.
Know each other before, but
10.
They're all relatively young actors. 11, they have
12,
they are completely unjaded, 15, and they 14. All realized when they read the script that it was going to be something different than they expected.
We're going to go with this. So the intro, what you need is like, welcome to Reviews and Duns, where we do blah, blah, blah. That was a horrible Schwarzenegger. But I give you kudos for trying. You did a good job. I think it would have helped if you had said what, you kind of just said this is the 9th installment of American Pie. And I'm trying to remember exactly what you said, but I didn't really know what you're talking about because I haven't seen the movie. So if you'd said, in the movie, character A does this and that, and, you know, hijinks ensues or whatever. And I just did one. Those are easy to remove. When your guest goes, because they're just trying to figure out what to say next, you can make your guest sound a whole lot smarter if you remove those. Now, some people go, I'm just keeping it real. And I go, wait, there are book editors, movie editors, newspaper editors, magazine editors, but apparently everything on your show is gold. So I would tighten that up. I would also, it sounds like you're using your phone or a Blue Yeti. Your audio is about a 7 out of 10. It sounds unfortunately like a podcast, and your podcast doesn't have to sound like crappy audio. Your audio isn't crappy, but there's definitely room for improvement. The guest actually sounded pretty good. He was a little louder than you were. So you could fix that up. So all in all, not a horrible show. And I see where you're listed on all the major platforms. Now the bad news is, as you went through Anchor, there's a really good chance you don't have control of any of those, meaning you can't see the stats in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify, because there are additional stats if you let Anchor submit your show for you. I would get a website. It's just going to make you sound that much more professional. They're only $10 a year. You can go over to coolerwebsites.com and reviewsanddone.com or something like that. Pointing people at, think about this. You're approaching a director and you don't have any kind of .com, .net, .something website, you're pointing people at a free website. That is not a great first impression. Even if you had a domain name and put that to point at the free website, that would be a better first impression. So all in all, I like that question where you said it really seemed like they had a lot of chemistry. What did you do to foster that? Because again, the other answer is, well, they were acting. So you had some good things. You did kind of do a fair amount of butt kissing at the beginning. And it was, you know, interesting how you, again, how you're like, hey, I really thought this movie was going to suck, but it didn't. So I thought that was interesting. And it sounds like, again, without knowing you at all, it sounds like you really like watching movies. So I do hear your passion for movies and your passion for film kind of coming through there. And so that was good. Your presentation was fine. Your guest was fine, except for the ums. And that's why I kind of gave you the like, I didn't hate it, didn't love it, but you're on the right direction. I would just get a real media host if it was me, get control of your show and get yourself a website. And then figure out you're asking people to give you money when they haven't even heard you. That's a horrible business plan. When you go to a restaurant, do they go, hi, welcome to, you know, Shay Dave. If you could please just give me some money now before you eat, you'd be like, wait, what? It's a weird thing. And it kind of gives off the impression that really you're just in it for the money. And if you're in it for the money and you're podcasting, anyway, you can get my book, Profit From Your Podcast, if you want. I can help with that. So that's my final thoughts on that. When somebody says, give me a link to your website where I can listen to the episode, do not give me a link to Apple Podcast. I need to go someplace where I can either download it or something like that, or just upload it to the review. Not a huge deal, but just again, you want to have that website easy to find and give to people. So if you would like to be on the Podcast Rodeo Show, all you have to do is go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. You'll see there's a link right at the top that says get reviewed, and your show can be right here. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there's always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.